We spend too much time watching the wicked and in their prosperity. They should have this show, The Rich and the Famous, where you just sit there and look at all of the foolish things that folk can spend money on. And while you're sitting there, you know your light bill due. You got kids you trying to send to school. You're struggling to pay your mortgage, and you hope your old hoopty help you get to work so you can make a few more dollars to pay your bills again. And you watch them spend their money on frivolous things and yachts big as parking lots and stuff that don't even make sense. But I come to declare that I put my eyes on the wicked too long. And because I put my eyes on the wicked too long, I'm going to talk about me, not you. I was stumbling over my own frustrations. And I found out I was frustrated with things that I should have been thanking God for. There's something you can look at other folks. You can be riding in a nice car, but you look at the bent that come by you so hard that you forget to thank God for what you're riding in. My Lord. Sometimes you can ride through neighborhoods and you can see houses so big and you get caught up to how folk live in there. If I could only live in a place like that, to the point you begin to stop thanking God for the house and the roof that he's put over you. My God. The same house you raised your family in. Same house your children grew up in. You forget to thank God for the yard where your children played ball in. Where they laughed and played. Where your family grew up and become all of what they're going to be. When you put your eyes too much on the wicked, it'll cause you to stumble in your own frustration. You get frustrated over little things. You get frustrated over stuff that shouldn't even bother you. Oh, God. You find yourself stumbling. Stumbling through your prayers. Stumbling through life. And even stumbling in church. Because rather than thinking about the word, you're thinking about something you saw last week. You're sitting there thinking about, oh, if I only had. Oh, God. But never knowing what folk in behind those mansion walls, what's really going on. Oh, God.